Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
During COVID, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Matt.
And Bonnie.
You can talk about whatever's on your mind, though. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Plus, a little bit of good news tonight. As a Keene police lieutenant, has come out. If you're a longtime listener, you're going to remember this guy. If you've seen Derek J's victimless crime spree, at least, over at victimlesscrimespree.com. I don't mean he's come out as gay. He's come out...
yet.
He's come out as an advocate for mass civil disobedience. And I love it. We'll tell you more about it on the way here. And we've also got a nobody quote from a co-host here on Free Talk Live, who sadly is prohibited by his bail conditions from hosting Free Talk Live or being interviewed on any radio or television program.
Illegally. Like, that's just what we have to say. It literally is illegal.
It's terrible what they're doing to him. But as part of the Crypto Six, you can go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about that case. Bonnie, you've been collecting quotes from Nobody, and we've been sharing them on the air. So these are quotes of things that he said in the past. So he's not on the air. These are things, you know, classic Nobody quotes. Here's one of them. Your government today is doing things that you think only other people's governments do. It is engaged in murder. It is engaged in extortion. And that's just the start of it.
Yeah, I think he went off on a longer rant after that.
Yeah, but that's a good one. Thanks, Nobody, for that quote.
He never goes off on rants. Oh, wait.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I miss him.
Totally.
And he makes an interesting point here, and that is that people just don't want to believe it's true about their government.
It's just so normal to them.
Right. Oh, no. Our government respects rights.
Not even close.
There's a constitution.
Yeah, that quote, he nailed it. You know, nobody hits the nail on the head on a very regular basis as far as his criticisms of the government goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it also reminds me of Dave Ridley's article he posted today about independence on Free Keene. It starts off with a picture that I was like, what the heck am I looking at? And it was
a picture
of a guy being tortured in, like, Iraq or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, why does it start off with that? And he says, this is the type of thing your federal government is doing. This is why we need to break away from. This is what we're up against.
And they don't really see, you know, I see government people kind of as their own anarchists. They're just not non-aggressionist anarchists.
What do you mean by that?
They don't believe in government for themselves.
Oh, right.
But yeah. They will inflict all sorts of pain on anybody else that they don't see as one of them.
Yeah, that's true. So, back to Sarah, somebody that loves the government gang. Sarah, have you ever seen a government that you didn't like, Sarah?
Well, you know what? I really wanted to talk about Toronto, Canada. Or
Toronto.
Toronto, Canada. I just want to mention that I was watching a travel show, and there are many Jamaican restaurants up there. And I was thinking, why is there so many Jamaican restaurants and immigrants? And I was just pondering and pondering. And what happened was that both of the countries have they're communist. I made Jamaica friends, and they have told me that Jamaica had turned communist, and that's why they were sanctioned in the past, and they had economic problems. And, of course, Canada has a large communist party, and that's why they had the universal health care. So, in a roundabout way, I was poking in my mind, and that was the reason why they had so many Jamaican immigrants.
I don't know if
I don't buy that.
Really makes sense. I actually know somebody from Toronto, and he told me that it's the most diverse place in the world. And I was like, oh, is that like a fact? And he said, to his knowledge, it's the most diverse place in the world. So it makes sense that, I mean, Jamaicans can cook.
I'm suspicious in New York City right now, but okay.
Right, right. Yeah, but so a lot of the ethnic people are welcome there. And so, but that's what I...
Well, first of all, what I have to say to this, Sarah, is if it's true, and I don't know if it's true, I've not researched Jamaica's current political makeup or its makeup of politics over the last two or three decades or whatever, but if it's true what you're saying, and Jamaica is a communist country, which I don't, again, I don't buy that necessarily because I've never heard it listed in the, you know, the realms of Cuba and Venezuela and North Korea. They don't throw in Jamaica when you talk about current communist countries on the face of the planet right now. But let's give that to you and say that that's true. Usually what you will see happen, Sarah, is people will leave a communist country if they can get out of that place. So if that's true, then those people went to Toronto to escape from communism, not because Toronto is specifically a communist place. In fact, Canada tends to rank on the top, if I recall correctly, the top 10 countries as far as economic freedom of the world. And I'll have to pull up one of the latest studies to see where it's currently ranked at. But if they're in the top 10 of economic free countries, they are not a communist country. Because
as much as they're trying.
What do you mean?
What I'm saying is that they have communist leaning, in other words, left wing, instead of going, they would call that going towards the
Toronto had a Republican crack-smoking mayor for a while, so no, I don't know if I believe you when you say that they're leaning communist.
Well, but this is what I was told for the Communist Party, but see, you remember a long time ago, Jamaica had a lot of economic crisis, I remember, maybe 25 years ago. And I've asked Jamaican friends, I said, why were they having so much economic problems? And what they have told me was that they were communists, they were brothers, and socialists, and the Jamaicans decided to go communist way, and then that's when they start getting the sanctions. And so the economic collapse that you always talk about is because they impose sanctions.
I know, that's the standard line from the communist governments of the world, and it's absolute malarkey. Now, I will say this. Sanctions are definitely not a good thing, and I oppose them. I don't think that the government gangs of the world should be imposing sanctions. Just let people make decisions on their own about who they want to deal with around the world. So they certainly don't help a given country. But if you look at, for instance, Venezuela, which is in a very, you know, climatic zone. It's in an easy place to grow crops and, you know.
It floats like a raft on an ocean of oil.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of natural resources there. There's no reason why, even with sanctions, that Venezuela should be as piss poor as it currently is. It's because of socialism. Yeah. It's because of communism.
Well, there was a coconut boat full of coconuts and coconut milk going to North Korea, and then they seized the boat. Coin from Singapore, United States government, they say you cannot ship that to North Korea because they
when
have to make the communist fail. I mean, that was on the news about maybe, I think, a year and a half ago.
It makes me so angry when she calls the federal government of the United States capitalists.
They are not capitalists.
Yeah, Sarah doesn't really understand communism. We talked about it the other night. She just loves it, and she knows nothing about the history. Denies everything about, you know, the torture and the murder regarding the communist dictators and such. Right, Sarah? Like, you know, to you, Stalin's a good guy.
What I really believe, I think they twisted around. I think that they were killed in fighting the revolution. In other words, right now, if there was a war that breaks out with Ukraine and the Russian soldiers at the border,
how many millions of your neighbors do you have to?
What they would say is that Putin killed all of the Russian soldiers. That's how
it's not a communist country right now. So let's go back to communism, where Stalin murdered millions of people in Russia. And Lenin,
they basically, in order to make communism look good to the people in their core areas, which was in Russia, especially in the cities, they had to keep them well fed and very happy looking, and the society very clean with modern cars and so forth. So what they did in order to do that was they took all of the food and resources from places like Ukraine and starved the people of Ukraine to death. Something like, what was it, 30 million people died in Ukraine in that area during that time, the Holodomor, right?
Well,
I had not heard about
the Holodomor. It's a giant, basically a not an aggressive genocide, but a passive genocide, mm-hmm. where kind of like what England did to the Irish during the 1800s. They just took everything there was to take and left the people with nothing.
By the way, there is a large Jamaican community in Toronto, 3.4% of the city. It's Jamaican, so want some good Jamaican food, get on up there. Although you can't really go to Canada right now because it's like a total lockdown state. Stoffel. Sarah, thanks for the call, I guess. The number here is 603-283-6160. And I got the ranking for Canada, by the way, in the economic freedom rankings. Not quite as high as I thought, but it's still top 20. More
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. And if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up at the end of the year, New Year's Eve, we will be doing a special Freer Talk Live episode. And during that episode, that comes after the radio show's over, we'll start at probably around 10:30 Eastern. You can join us there, and we'll talk about whatever the hell we want. And we don't have the FCC getting in the way in that particular case. Plus, we'll be giving away a BitBox. This will be the second BitBox giveaway that we're going to do. And everybody who is a Free Talk Live supporter via the AMPS program will be qualified to win. So yet another reason, another perk to consider becoming one of the Free Talk Live AMPS. You can do that over at amps.freetalklive.com. But what is the BitBox? It is a hardware cryptocurrency wallet specifically for those using Bitcoin, BTC, Litecoin, and Ethereum. If you are big into those, you definitely want to check out the BitBox. Again, 100% open source. You can go and get your own right now over at box.freetalklive.com. That's box.freetalklive.com. Use code FTL. You'll save 5% there. But again, one of our AMPS will be the winner of that coming up New Year's Eve on Freer Talk Live. So whether you want to continue to talk about communism, which is why what Sarah was calling in about, and there's obviously a lot to say. Unfortunately, she will not listen to a single word of it because she's convinced that it's some sort of a good thing to force people into a system that she thinks is better than others. And if indeed the system is so good, then you shouldn't need to use force. You should be able to just get people to sign on board.
Well, she doesn't believe in killing capitalists. She believes in putting them in jail.
In prison. Yeah, she said that last night. By the way, Canada, number 14 on the World Economic Freedom Rankings. This according to the Fraser Institute. And I thought that they were higher ranked than that. But still, that still puts them in the top 20. And that means they are relatively economically free. So no.
As far as like horrible governments go, which is all we have.
And they are horrible. There's no doubt Canada has gotten a lot worse in just the last 2 years. And to be fair, these statistics are from 2019.
Mm.
Canada is one of the most locked down countries in North America. They're probably the most locked down. Right, because you look at Mexico, they're relatively open. The U.S., it's a patchwork. And Canada, straight across the board. I mean, maybe the Northern Territories have some more freedom. I don't know. I don't hear much about what goes on there, but it's bad. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot leave Canada now unless you are vaccinated.
That's loony.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so I understand that they just put that into place as far as international travel is concerned. You must
I understand
vaccinated.
You cannot come into Canada unless you're vaccinated, but shouldn't it be the choice of the other country if you
you would think
but if you want
to
leave.
This is the problem with what we were talking about earlier. It's like, get to where you want to be, because if you are in a place like New York or California or Illinois or some of the states in the United States that are more likely to go in that Canadian direction and start locking down their borders and start keeping people in the state. There was a headline I just saw as I was scrolling through social media a few moments ago that New York has had record numbers of people leave. And at some point, the New York government gang might say, well, we don't want to lose all these people.
They don't care.
You don't think?
No.
What if people keep leaving who are business owners and taking...
There's just so many people there.
It doesn't matter because the entire state will run right off of New York City for eternity, and they're fine with that, and that's all they care about. They have never cared about upstate.
Oh, I thought you meant the city.
I'm not clear on where the people are leaving from in New York. I know a lot of them are leaving from the city, but also elsewhere.
Hmm.
And it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
There was Justin O'Donnell, who's he's not a Free State Project person, but he's a Liberty guy here in New Hampshire who migrated here for the not for the Freedom Migration, but he moved here and then found out about what was happening and he stuck around. But he interviewed Larry Sharp, who is the New York State Libertarian gubernatorial candidate there. He's run at least once, maybe more than once, for the governorship there. And he's one of those delusionals that's just, he believes he's going to somehow change things in New York. And he's going to stick it out. Someone needs to stay and fight. You know, it's kind of the mentality. And it's like, why? There's no shame in admitting defeat and saying, you know what, this isn't working out. It's okay to say, hey, let's try something different. Let's try something that actually is a proven success. And that is Because, you know, we're not just talking about some sort of speculative movement here. We're talking about a thing that now has nearly two decades of track record.
Mm-hmm.
And success after success, the migration of freedom-loving activists to New Hampshire has been an incredible success story here. Whether you want to join the Free State Project or just get up and move, it's up to you. But you've got to get here if you care about liberty.
I want to throw something on top of that.
As a former New Yorker?
As a former New Yorker. Not really as a former New Yorker. But
as a native?
As a Free State Project participant, a freedom migration.
You moved, what, almost a decade ago now?
No, 2013. So, seven years. Almost 8 years. I can't believe it's been that long. It goes fast, guys.
Yeah.
Move here. Stop wasting your precious life moments somewhere that hates you.
Mm.
Move here where there's other people like you. So, that said, we've talked in the recent past about how Twitter is on fire. The Free State Project Twitter page is just outstanding.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Kaufman's running that thing.
He's
killing it.
Crushing it. Well, now... I don't know if you've heard of this. Have you heard of the Progressive State Swap application?
Well, I know the Progressive State Project is sort of a humorous takeoff on the Free State Project.
So,
created by Free Staters.
There's a Google Doc.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been posted publicly where you will be paid if you leave New Hampshire if you're a socialist or someone who finds it abhorrent in the direction that New Hampshire's going,
mm-hmm.
like
awesome.
the liberty direction. If you don't like the liberty direction, these guys will pay to move you wherever you want to
go. How much money?
There's a whole questionnaire associated with it. What do you describe yourself as? What are your political leanings? What's your email address? I'll read it to you. Are you a progressive or socialist currently living in New Hampshire? Are you dissatisfied with the direction the state is headed? Are you dedicated to progressive and socialist values? Do you dream of moving to a state that is more aligned with your values? Would you like financial help to migrate to that state?
Mm.
The winners of this contest will illustrate how libertarians and progressives can work together to ease political tensions by swapping one libertarian and one progressive between states.
It's a win-win.
That's awesome.
It's a win-win. Moving them each to states that more align with their political values. This program will pay for a moving company to pack your stuff.
Wow.
B, a moving company to transport your stuff. C, transportation to your party to your new home state. And D, a down payment on a rental in your new home state.
Amazing.
Wow. And the thing is, Alu, I don't know if he's a part of this, but he was a part of the original
Progressive State Project.
He's not joking when he says he wants to help the progressives get out because it's seriously a place that is getting more and more...
I don't know who made this, but I would not doubt it if he had a heavy hand in it.
And he's not joking, you know? He's not just trolling.
No.
He actually wants to help.
This looks for real. It's got a maybe 10 or 12 questions that they ask.
The question is, will someone actually take him up on it?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. There was one lady who posted on Twitter about how she was frustrated with New Hampshire. She wanted to get out, but she can't afford it. And there were literally, it got shared around with the Free Staters, and there were really, like, honest offers of assistance that were posted. So I don't know if she took it seriously or took him up on it, but like as long as they can prove they're not going to come back, I think they should sign an agreement saying they will never set foot in New Hampshire again.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Travelers are expressing frustration trying to get tested for COVID before meeting with family for the holidays. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted they are behind on making test kits available.
We've sent 50 million tests out to community health centers. We've opened 20,000 testing sites. We've worked with FEMA. We're opening more testing sites across the country so people will be able to gather with their family members.
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter is now behind bars after a jury found her guilty of manslaughter for shooting Dante Wright. Attorney General Keith Ellison says this is as close to justice as Wright's family will get.
Accountability is not justice. Justice is restoration. Justice would be restoring Dante to life and making the Wright family whole again. Justice is beyond the reach that we have.
This is USA Radio News. Democrats say the new Build Back Better bill will help working families and the economy. But some members of the GOP say the cost is way too much.
President Biden says he's confident his Build Back Better agenda will be signed into law, despite bipartisan opposition to his $2 trillion social spending package. This comes after Congress passed a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joins Fox Business and says the president has been spending too much cash.
No bill should be $1 trillion or more. That's one of the reasons that you have this massive crisis of inflation, supply chain, everything down the line.
The president and his Democratic colleagues say the package will help the economic recovery with support for things like child care and green jobs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
In the studio tonight, we've got Ann, Matt,
and Bonnie.
We will continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Plus, we got the smartphone addiction story still to come here. If you want to join us, though, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Again, 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to CW. He tried to call in earlier, got disconnected accidentally. CW, you're on Free Talk Live, calling us from Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Go ahead.
Hello, my friends. CW. I just have a couple things to say.
Sure.
Earlier is about those little blowy things for DUI driving and all that crap.
Yeah.
You know, typically, I think what they would do with those units, they would just hook it up to the ignition wire, so you could easily bypass them by just wiring them correctly, so you can just bypass it. Is that not, unless they want to invest all the money to make all the ECUs, you know, they want to reprogram all the ECUs with chips and all that to make it so you can't bypass them easily. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what we were talking about earlier isn't old technology. We're talking about new technology for blood alcohol content detection that they're talking about putting in all new vehicles manufactured as soon as 2026. And so it will not be the method that you're talking about. Whatever it's going to be is not going to be that method.
They haven't decided, though. It would be something they read through your skin or something through the air of the entire cabin, apparently.
Well, those are two options, and those are, you know, who knows what else is going to be on the table by the time five more years goes by. So the idea is you're not just going to be able to swap some wires and disable this. It'll be part and parcel to every brand new car and, you know, tied in with whatever computer system they have.
Okay, so they are going to integrate into the ECU, so now all cars are going to cost at least $10,000 more.
It's going to be way more expensive.
All right. That was just my first point. Food stamps, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a communist like Sarah, so, you know, I have been on food stamps before, and I lied about being homeless once so I can get $400 a month on food stamps, but guess what? I still work through the food stamps. So I was double dipping, you know. So would you call me a capitalist because I love getting food stamps and I would get my cash pay from my job?
I think the word opportunist to be more fitting. There's in libertarian circles that comes up. A lot of people's take on that is, you know, I've been robbed all these years. Shouldn't I take it? Take it back. Take back whatever I can get back.
As long as you're willing to subject yourself to whatever they're going to do to you, because, you know, they want you to fill out forms and bend over and jump through hoops or whatever. And
they might come after you later on and say, hey, you're going to pay this back now.
Who knows? Like, you can't trust those people. CW, anything else you want to share?
One more thing about stereotypes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to sound racist or anything. I'm going to sound so racist by saying this. Right? This isn't my intent, but Sarah is Korean, right?
I have no idea. She said
her grandma was from there, so she must be at least part.
She did say her grandma was Korean.
She did,
and she looked Korean. She didn't escape Korea. But you guys were saying yesterday that you have to escape Korea because you can't just leave. You have to escape.
Well, North Korea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to try to get this. Okay. Well, she said she's been in accidents about 3 to 10 times. I know it's not 10. But
and she said she drove for, like, less than a few years.
Don't all Asians always get in car accidents? Like,
I don't know.
It is a thing that people say, and I presume they would say it more about Asian women, but I don't know.
I'll tell you, I lived in Ithaca, New York for 4 years, and if you ride a motorcycle in Ithaca, New York, you are out of your mind.
Why, is there a lot of Asian drivers there?
Cornell University has a ton of Chinese international students, and they are...
I didn't want to sound racist. I'm sorry for bringing that up.
It is what it is.
I didn't know that was, like, a real thing. My friend Megan, she's never been in a car accident, and I have been in lots of car accidents, and I'm white, and Megan's Chinese.
Thanks for the call, CW. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Has anybody ever looked into why that is?
I don't think it's true.
I think it's just cultural. You know, I think certain, you know, Americans aren't great drivers compared to Germans. New Yorkers aren't great drivers compared to Vermonters.
It could definitely be true if you're talking about somebody from Asia. Then I can always see how something like that could be, I mean, a stereotype that has something to do with a person from another country can be true. But if it's just like somebody's race and they're American, probably has nothing to do with how good of a driver they are.
Nah.
But, yeah, I can see what
geographical and cultural. I don't think it has anything to do with race, right? Or, you know.
Even people from different cities drive differently.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's an interesting post from the AAA. So the AAA looked at some numbers from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, who's been recording traffic fatalities by race since 1999. And the evidence shows that driving accidents are the leading cause of death for all races, ages 4 to 34. And that said, in 2006, the crash fatality rates for the Hispanic, white, and African-American populations were very similar. So 12.27, 12.5, and 12.31 deaths per 100,000 people, respectively. So pretty much statistically the same. The real differences show up with Asians, whose fatality rate was only 4 deaths per 100,000. So according to the AAA, at least they're only looking at 1 year here, but in 2006, Asians were actually safer drivers by significant factors.
Wow, not in Ithaca. Stay out of there. You know, drive with a full roll cage or a big automobile in that city because you're going to get... You're going to get crushed.
Who was the worst at driving? According to the numbers, it was Native Americans.
Really?
Whose rate was more than twice the national average as far as deaths per 100,000 at 31.17 deaths per 100,000.
Wow.
Now, of course, you want to talk about stereotypes. They're stereotyped at being drunk more.
Oh.
Right? So I don't know if that's a factor. I'm just saying it's a stereotype. So, the number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. All right. So, one thing that's definitely going to cause you to have an accident in the car is too much smartphone use behind the steering wheel. It's incredibly dangerous.
One of the accidents I got into is because I was turning on Postmates, and then next thing I know, my braking car is totaled.
Oof. Was that where you ran into, like, a pole or something?
Yeah, I ran into a stupid, pointless sign that said something about... I don't even know. It wasn't a stop sign or a yield sign. It said...
Watch out for a deaf three-year-old.
No, it said something like, this is... Now you're in this county. Mm. So stupid and pointless. And then some stander by tried to call the police, so that way I had to pay for it. So I don't even know how I got out of that.
Well, you would have had to have been towed, right? You said you totaled the car.
Well, yeah, my car got towed. I'm saying
cops,
I don't know... why I didn't get...
Just throw it into reverse and end up in the other county. That way...
It was such it was something like that, and it made me so mad that it even was there.
Smartphone addiction, according to studyfinds.org, was a common problem before 2020, but a new study has found that constantly scrolling through your mobile device is actually making the pandemic feel worse for many. Researchers in Germany found that too much smartphone use during COVID-19 leads to poor self-control, increased fear of missing out, and repeatedly dwelling on negative news.
I think that's just true all the time. It has nothing to do with quote-unquote pandemic.
Well, they're saying that over the last 2 years, the study finds cell phone use has skyrocketed as the world deals with ongoing changes in their daily lives. Study authors are hopeful their work can produce new strategies for reducing smartphone overuse. Quote, problematic smartphone use is fostered by the interaction of loss of control, fear of missing out, and repetitive negative thinking. So it's an escape for people, basically, that they can go to this smartphone, which I want to get deeper into the discussion here, because I think it's a problem for a lot of people these days. I admit, I'm on the thing too often. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to talk about your addiction to the smart devices, you're welcome to join us here. Or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Number here is 603-283-6160. We just had a guy called in talking about Asian drivers, and I was just doing a little bit more digging on that question. According to AugustaFreePress.com, they talked to insurance actuaries who, you know, crunch numbers all day long, and they look at statistics, and that's kind of their job. According to their data, they say here that Asians in the United States pay less for insurance on average, which means that they are safer drivers on average. They say that this story published 2018. According to the numbers, auto insurance premiums for all drivers come out to just north of $900 per year, or about $75 per month. Now you break it out into racial categories, the average Asian driver in the U.S. is actually paying an annual premium of about $815 per year.
Hmm.
So about 10% less than the average driver in the U.S. Kind of interesting. So we were talking about smartphone use, and is it worse now under the COVID situation than it was before? I mean, it was obviously a problem before. I think everybody, you know, who's had experience with these devices knows their addictive potential. And if you're honest with yourself, you probably spend more time than you'd like to on one of these things. So researchers, according to studyfinds.org, put together an online survey speaking with 516 adult smartphone users. The poll, conducted in April and May of this year, asked people about their typical smartphone habits, as well as questions regarding self-control, fear of missing out, and how often they think negatively. The results showed that all three factors show a direct connection with greater severity of problematic smartphone use. While the observational study cannot pinpoint an exact cause for this, researchers add the data suggests all four factors may play off each other to create a larger problem for mobile phone users. For instance, fear of missing out can play directly into a person's low sense of self-control, leading to problematic smartphone use. Moreover, a tendency toward repetitive thinking appears to have a strong relationship with FOMO and excessive smartphone use.
I think that the whole adding the word pandemic to your news article thing is just a result of you get more clicks. I think that this article could have been written at any time.
Mm.
it's always going to be bad for your mental health to be constantly scrolling on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jay was over here the other day, our, you know, one of the Free Talk Live, Jay Noon. Yep. He's a host sometimes here on Free Talk Live, actually. But I was jabbering with him the other day, and he was mentioning, and he's so right when he said this, but he said, you know, he doesn't like the smartphone thing. He said it's just dopamine hit after dopamine hit after right. dopamine hit, and people are chasing that dopamine hit. So people probably aren't necessarily dedicated, you know, addicted to the smartphone as much as they are the dopamine hit that the smartphone helps them release.
Yeah. I often will just text my friends that I talk to the most on social media. Here's my number, and I'm going to delete Instagram for a few days. And I always feel so much better whenever I do it, but eventually I'll be like, I want to know what's going on with this person, or, you know, something, and then I get back on, and then I forget
right
that I ever...
Right back into your old habits.
Yeah, I get right back into my old habits. But I do it pretty often, and it always gets me really productive and happier. It's just that, I don't know, I wish that there was a way to do it in a more... I don't know. It feels like there's no way to have it on your phone and not be addicted to it. Like, every single break...
You can't control your use of the app, is what you're saying.
I can. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing with people who have an addiction, is using any amount of the thing leads to a greater use of that thing. It's very, very difficult for, whether it's we're talking about the use of alcohol or nicotine or one of these dopamine deliverers like, you know, Instagram or Facebook or whatever we're talking about here.
You know, Facebook did me a great service as far as becoming unaddicted to the cell phone. Facebook did me a great service by blocking me 30 days in a row, twice in a row, with only like a day and a half break between the two bans.
Are you still blocked?
No, I'm unblocked now, but I don't go on anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I do. I mean, I was on it three or four. I think I posted three times today, but, okay. You know, I'll remotely share from somewhere else into Facebook, but I don't actually go check on the post always.
Yeah, like if you're reading an article, you can share.
Yeah, Nikki made me breakfast this morning. I took a picture of it and put it on Facebook and people laughed at it or whatever, but I don't get my news.
You're
there.
Not hooked on it.
No, and I find now that I haven't been on it, when I go check out the news feed on Facebook, it's just, it's depressing.
Yeah.
It's trash. The people who are on there are all depressed and acting like trash to each other and to themselves. And
I don't miss it. I haven't been on it since 2018.
I know, and I'm jealous. I remember when you gave it up. I'm like, you sure you want to do that, dude? Come on. I was like the drug dealer on the playground trying to get you to come back into Facebook.
Well, here's the thing, and they actually point out here in the final part of this article, is that they think the smartphone addiction actually makes the problems worse. So, like you're saying, people on Facebook already are kind of down and out, and it's a negative place to be.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's the ghetto of the internet.
It really is.
And it's, so then you're feeling negative, and you go to this negative place, and so it's later, like
add
this feedback loop of negativity, while at the same time you're still getting the dopamine hit, right? So, like, you're getting the, new thing. Ooh, new thing, but it's negative. Oh, new thing, but it's negative. And, people are arguing. Oh, but, it's not good for you.
I can't just let this idiot commie be.
Yeah.
I have to trash them here and now, or the world will come to a complete stop.
Yeah, when I was looking for nobody quotes recently, I went to his Twitter, and I spent, like, an hour scrolling backwards in his tweets and replies, because apparently his second job from Free Talk Live, his side job was going and arguing with commies.
Wow.
On Twitter.
Wow. But there's got to be some good quotes.
He's great at arguing with commies, yeah.
Well, he kind of came from that background a little bit, too.
Right, that's true. It's true. So people are, you know, they get hooked on this stuff, and it just creates this feedback cycle where the problems just get worse. So I got to say, the best thing you can do, if you cannot wean yourself off of it, is to just quit cold turkey. And in my case, I did wean myself off in regards to Facebook. I started to implement my own control system where I would not check the notifications until it hit 5, because I would always check it at 1. As soon as there was 1, I would check it.
I always have to click on that 1. And even if it's something... like I see it pop up already, I have to get rid of the 1.
Yeah, they know that, and they know that system is very attractive for people. So I went to 5, and so I would only click it when it was at 5. I would just refuse until it was at 5, and then I would go to 10, and then I went to 20, and then I went to 30, and then 50, and then eventually it was at like 75, and then if you actually get to 99, it stops. Like, the number does not go past 99. And what I noticed once I started to get up in like the 30 and 50 range was that usually when I would click on it, kind of like you were saying, Matt, it was just garbage. Like, there was actually not really anything there that I even really wanted to be notified about. And then I realized that I'm just completely wasting my time, even waiting until 70 or whatever, and then trying to read through all this because it's just not even worth reading through it.
You know, I found another interesting little...
And I walked away from it completely.
Yeah, good for you. And I found another little interesting data piece that helped me actually hit the eject button on Facebook even a little more because of Facebook. When I was on Facebook constantly... It's like they remembered stuff about me. They knew how to get to me. Interestingly, when you're gone for 60 days, Facebook starts to forget what your preferences are.
No way.
Yeah, they didn't. They were showing me stuff that I had no interest in
all.
Like, lots of it. My entire newsfeed made no sense. I was like, what do I care about this for? You know, none of it.
So strange.
Yeah.
After the FBI raid, it actually cured me of watching these stupid Snapchat stories for the longest time. Like, I used to be like, why am I looking at this? These are so boring. They're usually just like, they appeal to the lowest common denominator. They're so stupid. I see a headline or whatever. I click on it because that looks interesting. Then I'm looking at something unrelated, and they have so many ads. Ian gets so annoyed with the ads. But for the longest time, I just completely was cured from looking at them because I had my phone taken away by the FBI. But now I'm kind of back on it.
You know, TikTok's the same way for me. People send me a TikTok thing, and I'll watch it, and then it'll spin into the other thing and do another thing. And I'm like, how do people do this for more than one thing at a time? This is garbage.
Seriously, I can't have TikTok on my phone because when I did for like a month in 2020, I was like, this is an issue.
Did you guys hear that TikTok is now the number one website past Google? It's number one. Google is no longer... Yeah, meaning it passed Google. Google was number one. Now TikTok is number one.
How? It is so bad.
In the news. It's in the news now.
Well, if you
get into... People are all over that site. They love it.
If you get into the internet enclave of TikTok that you're interested in, it's usually, like, so interesting. Like, I bet there's a really cool gun section of TikTok. There's all kinds of,
TikTok
like...
TikTok militia.
There's all kinds of things I like on there. So I could get stuck for the rest of my life on TikTok. That's why I just don't even have it on my phone.
Out of time for tonight, but whether you want to talk about internet addiction, or I'll save the good cop story for you for tomorrow night, because that's a really interesting one. But if you want to see it sooner, you can just go to freekeen.com. I published it tonight about one of the bad guys in Victimless Crime Spree. Turning good?
Plot twist.
Yeah.
He's confused.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.